Shalom. This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and I'm Hannah Brim. I'm with my mom.
Hello, this is Brendan Brim Kruko.
And just kind of a recap to the start for today. From yesterday, for those who listen, and at the end, I read a story from God's Healing Word by Trina Hankins, and talking about Lillian B. Yeoman and a lady who, a mighty woman of God, and just reading from the story, just kind of going over the story that I said, and this is page 50, and this is a quote from Lillian B. Yeoman. It says, quote, God has tied himself irrevocably to human cooperation and the work of redemption. He has made man's faith a determining factor in the execution of divine purposes. Quote, and this is Lillian B. Yeoman. It's from her book called Healing from Heaven. Quote, then a very bad case of confluent smallpox, that was what it looked like to the doctors, came out on her, and she did not know what to do, so she asked the Lord, and he told her to sing and praise him for his faithfulness to the word. They isolated her and told her to lie quiet. But she said if she didn't praise God, the very stones would cry out. So she sang and sang and praised and praised. The doctor said he feared for her life, that the case was serious and awful complications threatened. But she praised and praised and sang and sang. He said she was evidently delirious, but that he had so little help that he couldn't restrain her. And she sang and sang and praised and praised. They told her that if by any chance she recovered, she would be disfigured for life. And she sang and praised louder than ever. They asked, why do you pray so much? She answered, because I have so many pox on me. God shows me I must praise him for each one separately. And she kept right on it. And I was talking about the baskets, and this is what
she's not praising God for those pox, but he's saying praise him in midst of that.
Yes.
And for those to be delivered from that.
Yes, amen. And so, quote, the Lord had showed her a vision of two baskets, one containing her praising half full, and the other in which was her testing full. He told her that the praise basket must be filled so that it would outbalance the other. So she kept at it. Her songs and shouts were so spirit-filled that they were contagious, and the Christian nurses couldn't resist joining in, so they kept the place ringing. At last, the Lord showed her that the praise basket was full and overflowing. She saw it sinking and the testing basket rise in the air, and in a moment, as it seemed, the eruption and all the attendant symptoms vanished, leaving no trace in the way of so much as a single scar. Yes, the praise cure works every time. It is not unpleasant. Rather, it is delightful. The cost of it has been met for us by another, and it is available this moment to each one of us. Are you ready to begin? The last clause of 1 Peter 1:8 tells us exactly how to begin. Believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Quote, so she praised God and she worshiped him for what was already done, for the redemption of the blood, regardless of what it looked like, what the doctor said. She just praised God for everything that had already been accomplished for her, and her rejoicing, and she didn't look at the symptoms, but she looked at the promise and what God had told her.
The author and the finisher of our
faith. Jesus. She looked to him.
Yeah,
what he did.
And rejoiced in what he did. And that kept the enemy from he had to flee. You know, the enemy, God, it's back to that ER. My son was he was reminding me of that vision of my brother Chip, and he said, Mom, whenever the football threw that pass, that receiver received what they had by faith through the word of God. But then they had to rejoice. Extra responsibility is what ER is what the Lord, the Holy Spirit said. He's, in other words, it wasn't like, okay, you know, I've received this, I have it now, and I thank you, Father. The end. Well, the Lord was saying, now you have extra responsibility. You've received the past. You received it from me through my word. You've put your faith out there. You've received it. You know what your God's put in your heart, what you're believing for. And he said, but there's some extra responsibility here. And that's the praise. That's praising him.
Yes, praising him.
What happens is, you know, how I see it, Hannah, is the enemy is the Satan's the god of this world. And, you know, it says that all the good gifts come from God. And so these good things that come from him, the enemy, it's his job on this earth to see that they don't happen. That's what his job is. It says he immediately comes to steal, kill, destroy, or stop. To stop anything that he thinks God is doing and you're believing for. So he'll stop a creative miracle in that second heaven. You know, many have said there's a storehouse of eyes, ears, hearts, of parts of the body. And if let's say you're believing for a new eyeball or a new arm, and you've received it and you're believing for it, and then it's stopped, it can be stopped in that, God releases that, and it can be stopped in that second heaven. But you praise him, like Trina.
Yes.
You know, she was praising her. I guarantee you, she got new brain cells, mm-hmm. new things when that happened, because you can't do that without the supernatural coming. When the supernatural comes, there's newness of life that comes with it.
The joy, and she talks about the joy in that praising, that there's a joy that bubbles up from the inside.
Yeah.
And she, when she was on the way to get operated on, they put that, you know, that helmet thing for surgery, and she was on her hospital bed on the way to surgery to operate, and she was laughing in the Holy Ghost, laughing on the way to surgery, and she said she believed that at that moment that the Holy Ghost did surgery before the surgery, when she laughed in the expression of her heart, and she was just joyful in that joy. And so then they went into surgery and they didn't find it. They didn't find it.
There's power in that joy. There's life in that joy. The Holy Ghost, it said that Jesus said, out of your belly shall rivers of living water. That living, that's joy.
Yeah.
That's victory. Out of her belly was flowing those victorious, life-giving flow of the water of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. So anyway, I don't know how much time we have here, but I know that the Lord has kind of been showing me something that he's wanted me to share, and kind of woke me up in the Holy Ghost about it. So in the morning hours. So anyway, I wrote it down. I'm looking at my my little diary thing. And this is August 3rd, 2013. And this morning I woke myself up saying, Jesus' blood, from a bad dream. In the dream, I had a trap on my foot, like a trap for a pesky animal set in the Ozarks. And my spirit was saying, Jesus' blood, Jesus' blood. I could barely get it out. It was difficult to say that, and the enemy did not want my spirit to say that, but I did get it out, and I woke saying this, in Jesus' blood, Jesus' blood. Anyway, after that, that the Lord began to speak to me after that enemy left. He began to speak to me, and he said that he reminded me of the harassment of the enemy in the nighttime, especially with small children. And I know there was a family member of ours, a little girl, about 2 years old in our family, that was harassed. And I know Jared, one of his high school classmates' daughter, you know, she was harassed. They even have a name for it, that they call it some crazy name, like night horrors or something like that. I don't know what they call it, but something like that. And the Lord, he said, I want you to expose that. He reminded me of the three G's, I call it, and that he gave me concerning prayer for my family. And the three G's are guard, garrison, and gird. And so I looked them up, and guard is watch, be on the watch. And garrison comes from like you would, comes from like an occupy, to occupy like a fort. And then gird, you know, it says gird up, the truth, the word of God. And so, and then this was the scripture that he gave me. He said, for the enemy goes as a roaring lion. And so to be on the watch, and then he reminded me that the enemy comes immediately to steal, kill, and destroy. So he said that he wanted me to expose the wiles of the devil. And I'm like, Father? And so I looked up that word wile, Hannah, and that word is method. Right there in the Greek, Hannah, that word is the word itself, they should have translated method, because it's methodia, from a compound word method. And it says you know, exposing the methods of Satan. And so one of his methods is he accuses the brethren, of course, but he comes in the nighttime, and to be aware of the blood. And I tell you, I said, Father, what do you want me to do on this? And I was reminded, unforgiveness, things that we need to give to Jesus, because we can't forgive on our own self. But it says that we have the blood of Jesus, yes. that the Holy Spirit has poured on our hearts. And if we just say, Father, I ask for that blood from that blood of Jesus Christ to forgive that person, whatever that situation is, that keeps the enemy, Hannah, from having a method in your home. And then also a method or a wile of the devil is computers, pornography, watching things in their eyes that they shouldn't. We saw a lot of deliverance of that at the C4C.
Yes, we did.
And then hearing, that's another method of the enemy. What you're putting in your ears, mm-hmm. What are you hearing? And so, and then worry, that's a method of the enemy. He says to cast all your care upon him.
Yes, amen.
And so I we have a little bit of time here. I just want to close in this. You know, in the book of Ephesians, it tells you, it begins with who you are in Christ and what all he has done for you. And then it wraps it up in this, kind of like like the final saying. I said all this to tell you this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
Amen.
And then it talks about put on the whole armor of God, which is Jesus, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes, is what but that's the methods of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Thank God for the power of the blood. Shalom.